Hi.
We're back.
We're back. I know you missed us so much.
And with aggressive new content.
Aggressive. What was that? I'm scared.
Hunter and Ben are laughing at us. Okay, Lily, want to do the honors and explain who our two new guests are?
Hey, guys. So we have a really special surprise for you. If you follow our Instagram page, which you should, at I'm a Big Girl Now Podcast, you would know that we have a super fun, exciting surprise. And that's the basketball players are here.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So we have Hunter Woods and Ben Dougherty. Thanks.
There we go. Okay, so we asked them to be on. Should we explain some background, some context? Yeah. So
how did we meet Hunter and Ben? Caroline?
So Hunter and Ben used to live on my floor, and, you know, became best friends from that.
Lit.
And I remember the first time we met, it was with my roommate, and she was like, oh, my God, we have to go to every game. And I think that's what we've been to as of
every game.
When did basketball season start, guys?
Man, for me, in June. Like, it doesn't really end, but season actually started, like, what? Early November, November 5th, November 6th was our first game.
Grind, so, don't, yeah, stop.
Yes, sir. Year-round commitment.
Anyway, so these guys were here all summer, and they've been grinding for how many months? Is it 12 months out of the year?
That's pretty much no months off. Pretty much year-round.
Pretty much.
Summer league, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Always got to do something to get better.
Ball is life!
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so Hunter and Ben are both freshmen, like Lily and I, obviously. And I don't know, do you guys want to...
Should we do our first impressions?
Oh,
I think
that's
we should
good.
Do first impressions.
Ooh. For them of us?
Both. Let's do both.
Okay.
Okay, Lily, this is funny. Well? Okay, let's say my first impression, I was really excited to meet them. We were in Global. Mm-hmm. This was before I moved to Global.
Right.
And it was Halloween. And I was so excited to meet the athletes finally because I needed some new people in my life that actually have priorities. So.
Right.
I was excited.
What was your first impression?
I just told you.
I mean, that's like you were like that's leading up to
okay, my first impression, I thought you guys were super nice. And I was like, oh, my God, Caroline, we have to hang out with them more. And then we never hung out with you guys more except over social media and at your basketball games. Ooh. Also, what's with the not saying hi to the fans anymore?
Yeah, they don't like us anymore.
What you mean?
You
did not
come
over after the fight song against Kennesaw after you won.
We went around.
I was wondering about. I was like about to walk over, and then
none of my teammates.
Oh, we
didn't. No.
We said hi to the courtside people, but we got to say hi to the
I was basically courtside.
We're there for you guys, but whatever.
Man, we got to show our fans love because the ones that come out, y'all real ones.
Also, apparently, Hunter doesn't see us when we're cheering for him. So, it's too cool for us, apparently.
Wow. I definitely saw that.
You guys don't cheer loud enough. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I need to hear you. I need to feel
scream.
You on the court.
I literally, my legs, like, I'm like sitting there like this the whole time. Okay,
I get
Caroline,
stressed.
What were your first impressions
my
of
first
Hunter
impressions?
Because that was, you met them way before I did.
I did.
She's a day one.
Day one, yeah. I think, originally, my roommate and I literally, we have no one on our floor that's, I don't want to call people out, but, you know, they don't talk to us. Yeah. So, I think we met the second or third night, and I remember you guys didn't come to the hall meetings.
No. We didn't.
And then they showed up, I think, maybe during the second one, like, late. Or maybe, I think we came late, and then you guys were sitting at a table in the classroom.
Yeah. I remember that.
We had to fill out a form or
something. Yeah, yeah. And then our RA was kind of yelling at us, not the point. And then we went to go talk to our RA after, and then I think you guys were walking out, and then you were like, oh, hey. And Hunter was like, we're the basketball players. I was like,
I don't know if you couldn't tell because of my backpack that says Elon Basketball,
right.
But I'm on the basketball team, actually.
We haven't had that yet.
I'm on the basketball team.
It wasn't out. Anyway, and then do you guys remember what happened after that meeting?
Was that the hall meeting?
Yeah, we all like hung out outside your dorm.
Like, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and then it was all four of you, and then Zach left.
Was that the day I dressed up as a cowboy?
No,
that was
like a week later. When
did Hunter dress up as a cowboy? I missed that.
I had a lot of memories. And
I remember after that meeting, Woodson started knocking on all the doors.
Oh, yeah,
I
did. I
knocked on a couple.
I just tried to get everyone to talk to each other.
Hall meeting, hall meeting. And then we got to meet some of our people that we lived with for 2 weeks.
For sure.
For 2 weeks. Anyway, so we knew no one on the hall. So we started talking to you guys. And then I remember saying, oh, like, we wanted to go knock on your door. And you guys were like, why didn't you? Like, you were so concerned that we didn't say hi. Anyway.
Yeah, that's rude. You're supposed to speak.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the friendship blossomed for there. But Zach and other hunters still live on our floor. And sadly, Ben
I'm
and
sad
Hunter
that I never see them.
Moved out.
I only see you guys in McEwen.
Crazy.
Hunter.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, Zach.
Are you, like, antisocial?
Right.
I'm extremely social. They're antisocial.
Yeah, why do they not talk to us?
Yeah, what's up with that?
I really don't know.
If you're listening to this podcast, they're probably not.
We got to get them to listen to it. I'm going to tell them to tune in.
Yeah, tune in. And then do you remember you knocked on our door with the recruit?
Which one?
Recruit. I don't know. He's really tall.
Are we allowed to talk about recruits?
I don't know.
I don't know which recruit.
I don't think we did do
you
that.
You did. Really? You knocked on the door on a Saturday night after a darty, and you're like, come out. And we were like, I'm exhausted. Whatever. Not the point. Yeah. They don't remember. Yeah, that was my first impression. I just thought you guys were funny and cool, and then I found a mutual friend through Ben, but I don't think they're friends, so we won't talk about that. I don't know. What was their first impression
What are your
guys'
first impressions of me and Caroline? Or Caroline and me. I'm so excited.
Caroline, I think first impression, probably the hall meeting. I don't remember, like, seeing everyone in the meeting or whatever. Like, when we were all in the hallway, and I thought she was very nice.
Oh, thank you.
I was glad to have someone that kind living so close to us.
I was scared of Caroline when I first met
her. Yeah, that's no one's. I don't think everyone's.
Your roommate, Bailey, was a little quiet.
Right.
But I've since gotten to know her a little better.
Have you?
A little.
Also very kind.
Right.
Man, my first impression was, man, these women are so nice around here. Like, you're definitely so kind. Like, you guys are pretty in your own. You guys are like adorable. You guys are so pretty in your own little way.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Ben's out here blushing.
Nah, yeah, it's cool. It's cool. Nah, but yeah, I like you guys' vibe off the rip. Like, I'm really, like, I go off of people's vibes. Like, I can tell if I like a person off their vibe. Like I'm a big energy guy, and I just got positive vibes from you guys. So,
thank you.
It's only been up
from
there. Yeah.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Positive vibes only.
Always. And then Lily, first impression.
Oh, no.
She just started talking to me about college basketball.
Yeah, she hit it off the rip with that one.
I never heard a girl that knew that much about college basketball.
Yeah, she touched home. She hit a home run with that one. But I was like,
thank you.
Tyler Hansborough is her favorite player.
Tyler Hansborough, I love him. I see him in Whole Foods a lot in Chapel Hill, actually. So, you guys know who that is?
I don't.
2-time national championship winner at UNC.
You don't know who Tyler Hansborough is?
I don't.
Played for the Pacers. No, Pacers aren't very good.
Doesn't ring a bell.
You would recognize
him. You definitely know who he is. Number Maybe 50, if I see him. He got his nose broken by somebody on Duke, Gerald Henderson.
Still doesn't ring a bell.
So, fun fact. I got yelled at by everyone in this room, maybe not Ben, because I didn't know who Mo Bamba was.
Yeah, Caroline didn't know who Mo Bamba was, and we're going to Orlando, and we might get a tour of the Magic. And
oh,
I said, that's where Mo Bamba plays.
Have you heard
she didn't
of the
know
song,
he was a person,
Mo Bamba?
Actually.
Yeah,
no,
I thought it was a song.
This is my thing. Every time Mo Bamba comes on at a party, I post on my story, and I say, if you don't know who Mo Bamba is, you're not allowed to sing along. And it's a joke. And she didn't know Mo Bamba was a person, first of all, let alone that he played basketball.
Crazy.
And so I had to educate her.
Obama's like 7'6".
He played at Texas. He was so good.
Or I think his wingspan is like 7'6".
Oh, there's no way he's 7'6". Let's look it up.
Oh, his wingspan is OD.
Yeah, his
OD.
I think
Mo
his wingspan
Bamba.
Might be 8 feet.
His wingspan is OD.
He's 7 feet tall. He's 7'1", actually.
What's his wingspan?
Let's see. What's my wingspan? Probably 4 feet.
What's Michael Phelps' wingspan? Isn't it huge?
Michael Phelps?
It's like taller than
7'10" is his wingspan.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, he's
me
a massive.
Too.
How far does that mean he can? What's that thing where you touch the thing? That's not specific at all.
What, dunk?
Like, no, what?
Vertical?
Oh, no, dunk. During like all the NFL like combines where you have to jump.
Yeah, vertical.
That must be like so tall. I can't. Well, do you guys have to do
your
that?
Vertical is like how high you jump, so it doesn't really matter how long your arms are.
But doesn't that help if you have longer arms?
No, it tests is like they measure you all. Even if you're long, they measure your vertical leap. Like they set the requirements to your length.
Did you have to do that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd that go for you?
I mean,
I can't speak for Hunter, but I had a 57.
cap. Tell the truth.
Isn't
bro.
Cash's like 44?
Oh yeah, Cash is just through the roof. Mine was like probably like a 30 something.
Yeah,
I'm
probably
you?
Like a 35.
Yeah, Ben over here.
Yeah, mine's probably like
I think I can
30,
jump maybe
39.
6 inches off the ground. That's
there you
it.
Go. 6 inches?
I can jump.
Maybe.
Okay, you get a little credit card under your feet.
Yeah, I know. Is your
phone
book?
I feel like I actually can't jump. Like, I don't understand how people do that.
I know, that's crazy.
You guys
don't. Or do pull-ups. I don't know how to do
I
can't
do
a pull-up.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, freshman and sophomore year of high school, I cannot jump at all. Like,
really?
People used to joke about me, like, you can't even get a phone book under your feet, like, because I can barely get off the floor, but, like, I don't know. You just got to, like, lift and, like...
No, I still can't.
Yeah, maybe we should go lift, Caroline. We can join the women's basketball team.
You got to get your core strength up. Like, core is everything.
Excuse me.
Well,
yeah.
Core.
Like, not even just abs. Like, your legs. Like, a lot.
Yeah, we, like, dove too much.
Too much tortillas?
Yeah.
That could weigh you down. That could weigh you down.
Tortillas?
Yeah.
That's actually a good segue. Do you guys have to actually watch, like, what you're eating? Or not at all?
You guys have a nutritionist?
Yeah, we do.
Do you really?
I visit, like... Yeah, I visited like a couple months ago. I forget her name.
Are they helpful? Like, do they give
like,
you a
she
meal
just
plan?
Gave me like, she gave me a meal plan and like what my plate should look like.
Oh, yeah. How's that going for
lie.
You?
We don't eat healthy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't eat the best, but like,
it's fine.
I work out so much, like the food just goes in and out.
I don't eat enough. I need to eat more.
No, you don't.
I just been so impatient.
As a busy college student, how many meals a day do y'all eat?
Two. Like,
two meals a day?
Today,
two.
I had a panini from Starbucks and Qdoba.
I'm getting at least four meals a day.
Usually,
four?
I have like one
meal. I mean,
meal.
I eat a lot, too.
When
I
you guys are working out so much.
Yeah, we've got a lot of
calories.
Usually,
I have one meal and cereal. I love cereal.
One
and
meal
Capri
and
Suns.
Facts.
Capri Suns is lit.
I love Capri Suns.
Kool-Aid Jammers are my favorite drink growing up.
Ooh, yes, Kool-Aid Jammers.
Fire.
Okay, so you do have a meal plan, but you don't follow it.
Absolutely not.
Okay, what about, what's your,
we don't have a meal plan.
What's your day like? Like, I feel like it's so different than ours.
My day?
I woke up at 10 a.m. today.
Oh, man, I woke up at 8:30 this morning.
Did you?
Yeah, I mean, now that season's in the flow, it's not as busy as it was, like, beginning of the year or summer, like, where we have morning workouts and, like, 6 a.m. mile runs. But, like, now it's just, like, I typically have a class at, like, 9.
Okay.
And then after class, I'll have another class. I have another class at, like, 10:30, 10:50, 1 or 2.
We're all usually done. We all kind of have to be done at the same time, so they, like, match our schedules. We're usually done at, like, noon.
He just truly interrupted me.
At, like, 1 or 3. Go ahead, keep going.
No, it's all good, but you answered it. You got it.
Keep going.
Yeah, we'll practice, like, 1 or 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 sometimes. And then practice, like, you're on the court for only about, like, maybe 2.5 hours.
Only two and a half hours.
But then, you know, you got to get there at least an hour early. You got to get taped, you know, maybe shoot a little. And you got to warm up. Then we lift, watch film. And then once you, like, take an ice bath, whatever you got to do after, like, you're at the gym for a long time. I think I'm at the gym, like, doing more stuff than playing basketball, than if that makes sense.
No, it makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I probably leave the gym, like, 6 o'clock, maybe.
What time do you get there? 1?
Like, 2. Yeah.
1 or 2.
3 o'clock practice, like, 2.
Wow. That's, yeah. I didn't even know there was a
Yeah,
practice
so, guys,
court.
That's
and
the only reason
team,
I'm
like,
not a D1 athlete.
A lot of people
is
on our team, like,
it's so time-consuming.
Do their homework and then go back to the gym.
What's your days like?
After?
Is my day like.
So you guys can get into Char whenever?
Yeah. Just swipe in.
Have you ever been to, like, the Corey gym?
Yeah, that's where we work.
Oh,
that's like practice gym.
No, she means the rec.
Oh, the
no,
old
like,
rec.
Like the gym.
Oh,
I want to go inside the rec.
Don't go in there.
It's
I've been
really
in there,
ugly.
I've been in there once for, like, what was it called at the beginning of the year?
You went swimming?
Convocation.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only time I went.
Were you at convocation?
One time I went swimming in the pool for
we
fun.
Were there for
we had a pool worker. We had to go swimming in the pool.
I actually went swimming, like not like laps. Like I had a noodle. Like I was swimming.
Oh, like you're just
and
having the time
my
of your life.
My friend.
We got to pull up to the
so
we got to pull
fun.
Up to the rec center pool sometime.
It was very fun.
What was my other question? Oh, yeah, okay. He asked us what our schedules are. Like, Lily, what do we do today?
Okay, I spend literally every waking moment in the comm school.
Facts.
Because mostly as a finals. But let's see. I wake up. I have an 8 a.m. and 9:25. So I wake up pretty early. I go to class. Sometimes I eat. Then I go to class. Then I... What else do I do? Oh, my God.
Do you guys have finals?
I have 3, but I don't have any tests. I have... 2 essays and like a math project to do.
I have a math project. I'm trying to think. Then I sometimes eat. I don't ever go to my room really. And then I go back to class again and go do my homework. And then I hang out with Caroline. And I sit in the comp school and waste a lot of time and watch TikToks.
So Hunter and Ben, since they're here during the summer, you guys are taking how many 2 classes right now? 3?
4.
4?
Right now, yeah.
Oh, why did I think it was 2? You took 2 during the summer.
You're taking 4?
Yeah, I took 1 in this. I took 2 classes over the summer.
I'm in 5 classes.
Right now?
Yeah.
So you have at most 3 a day or 2?
At most 2 a day. Actually,
I know. Well, Elon
101. I'm counting Elon 101 as a class.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, so like 3 a day.
3 on Wednesday and then 2 on every other day for me. And then I think you got a couple days with 1, right?
I have less classes than you guys do. But
do
you have 1
sense.
Less? And no, because it's winter. What?
How do you guys have the same?
At least you have J term. Like, do you guys have to take a class during J term?
Yes, I'm taking. I'm taking acting for non-major.
Oh my
God, so confused. You guys like don't get as much time because I feel like at the bigger schools they have like their schedules are completely like different.
Really?
At least
basketball.
I know, like they're not allowed to take certain classes and stuff like that.
Are most people on the team like what are they majoring in? So different or not at all?
Yeah, it's all over the place.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was all sport management. Now.
No.
I know that's not like big schools. I feel like too.
There's definitely like maybe 5 people on our team doing sports management. Maybe even
that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a pretty good amount.
Hunter's like
at
no.
like Clemson and Georgia.
I was supposed to be that, but I'm changing it.
What are you changing it to?
Management, like business.
Business. Yeah. At like Clemson and Georgia and all
major.
Those places. Guys are not listening to me.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Keep
at Clemson and Georgia and all those places, they have like their sport communication majors really competitive because all of the athletes that are already committed and already going there, that's what they major in. So all the football players at Clemson are in that. They're like, that's this really competitive major. I was like, probably because 100 of your students are automatically guaranteed a spot. So Hunter has a really interesting topic that he wants to talk with us about, and he wants to talk about his taste in women, and so does Ben. So,
which I think is hilarious. Hunter, do you want to start us off?
I mean, you're the anchor, so you got to ask what you want to hear.
Oh my God. Okay. I hate this.
Hunter. What am I supposed to ask? What is taste in women?
Like, Hunter, what are you looking for?
Yeah,
what are you looking for in a future wife or husband? I don't know.
We're talking about wife?
Well, yeah, they got to be more specific than that.
Like we're talking about like down the road.
Okay, you're
about,
a freshman
college,
in college, like, right? What are you looking for now? Or can you see yourself looking for something
no,
different?
No, you guys don't have time for girlfriends. You are on the grind.
Absolutely grinding. Right. She knows what's up.
I'm not stupid. But like, trust me, I know.
But and a wife? What am I looking for? I'm trying to figure out myself right now.
Oh,
but,
I'm so bad.
Nah, but look.
That was so bad.
You feel me? I'm trying to learn myself. But if I had to go with in a future wife... Her, she's just gotta match my goofy. Like, she has to be hilarious. Like, we just gotta.
A lot of pressure.
We just gotta laugh.
It's a lot of pressure.
We gotta laugh all the time.
Hunter's gonna be like, "You're not funny."
Yeah. Like, on the first date, Hunter's gonna be like, "You made me laugh one time, so I won't be seeing
it's
you.
Not over me.
Delete my number from your phone."
No, it's not even like that. I'm such a sweetheart.
he said, "I'll admit it. I'm such a sweetheart."
He realizes.
But not.
Humble as well.
Very humble.
Hunter quote, "I'm such a sweetheart."
But no, and a woman, Hey, I'm on the spot right now. I feel like. Hey, Ben, can you help me out, bro? Like, what do you look for?
Yeah, Ben, go ahead.
I'm trying to.
You're
think.
Just not gonna answer.
No, I'm gonna answer. I'm just trying to think.
Yeah, I wish I was given this question ahead of time. I would have really given it some thought.
Because wife is, you gotta really think about.
Okay,
that.
Let's reiterate the question. Ready?
So, Caroline and I could answer.
Wait. Before
I don't
we do
know
that,
what I want.
A lot. The whole controversy is that people in college, especially freshman boys, aren't looking for anything more than a hookup. So can you attest to that?
Elaborate on this.
Do you
I
agree?
Mean,
you might not want
to
attest
I can't relate
to
their situation, and I'm not really that type of guy. But
okay.
So off, I wouldn't please. Be the best person to ask about their mindset and why they think like that. But
I really can tell you.
Okay, so you disagree with that?
I don't disagree with that. I'm just personally in a different state of mind.
So you agree?
She's trying to play mind games with
Wait, do I agree that most guys are like that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
But you're different.
Yeah, I'm different.
Okay.
Ben's I'm different.
He's a wholesome man.
I'm different.
I'm a wholesome man, yeah.
Yes, sir.
So someone come find Ben. Hunter, do you attest to that? Can you agree or disagree?
I agree. Most men are like that.
Yeah.
You know, some men are not. Some men are actually looking for something real. Like, they believe in monogamy and want to spend most of their time They want to spend most of their time with one woman. And, you know, when that time comes, I feel like I'm definitely going to hop on that boat because I do want to be in love with one person forever. But I feel like I'm going through college right now. I just got to learn the ropes and, like, just figure out what I like in a woman, what I don't like, what I like in myself and what I don't like in myself, you know. So I just got to continue to grow as a person.
That's very mature. There you go.
Yeah, thank you.
That's a heck of an answer.
Yeah, wait.
I was about to say, like, I want, like, a nice girl.
Hunter wants someone fun. So does Ben. Okay. So I watched a YouTube video, funny enough, and this actually went viral for some reason, but it was not like not what you guys look for in people, but like things that girls do that you're just like, nah, like you don't have it.
Oh man.
I think that's a funny topic.
Like hygiene is very important for me. Like if a girl if I smell any type of must or like
oh my
breath,
God.
If like if your breath is stinking or something, like all of that is like a huge turn off for me. So,
but
like,
you guys
You play basketball.
You play basketball, so don't you smell?
Oh, no, I shower as soon as practice.
Okay, this makes me feel better. Like, so, like, no hypocrisy.
Like, I don't walk out the building without showering.
Do you guys shower
we have a
in
very
there?
Clean
Absolutely.
Team.
No way.
Yeah.
Do you guys have favorite people? We'll talk about that later. Sorry.
Okay, keep going. Anything else other than hygiene?
For me.
What are, like, your pet peeves, at least?
Oh, lying about the most littlest things. Lying.
I hate lying.
Being ignored, like.
Yeah, you Snapchatted us that today.
I did. Being ignored.
Ignored in what way?
Like, if a girl's just, like, always partying, like.
Oh, yeah. If I see you at every party, she's for the streets.
Oh, my God.
For the streets.
Especially at Elon University, you get a lot of people.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
she's for the streets, bro.
Focused on partying. That's, you know.
I know people that get drunk every day of the week.
That terrifies
me. She's for the streets.
Every time I go out, Hunter says, of course.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Hunter.
Man, nothing new. Oh, Lily's going out again. again.
I don't go out that often. It's really funny because I guess you're just Snapchat.
I mean, every time you snap me, it's like you going out.
This is true.
I can't just see the real Lily on Snap.
It's because when I'm not going out, I'm grinding on my homework.
I just want a daily. I just want a daily dose.
Okay, I'll give you guys a daily dose of Lily.
Yeah, really getting off topic here. What are your guys' like? Wait. Like a guy's doing that, and you're like, red flag.
Wait, Hunter said being ignored. What does that mean?
What, like a pet peeve of mine?
Yeah, you're like being ignored. Who's ignoring you?
Like if I send a snap and you leave me on open, I'm like, oh, that's
but you leave us on open. Facts. So,
what?
So like,
no, but I on a serious note, like I completely agree. Like if a girl tries to like be like cool, like
yeah, and she like she replies 30 minutes later for no reason when she's clearly on the bed on her phone. Like what are you?
Like, or like if a girl like takes like
am I being roasted? Right
like
now?
Yeah, I do
6
that.
6 hours to open a Snapchat or something. Like I know you're on. You your know phone you all saw the time. That. Like even if you're not, you know what I mean? Like
I didn't know you guys noticed so that. Irritating.
Oh, absolutely.
I didn't know boys noticed that. This is so good.
This is new.
I'm gonna start doing it on purpose.
I read like I'm such an observant person. Like I observe everything. Ooh. Especially when it like if it's a girl like that I feel like I can like I like her I
you
feel
can
like
vibe, right?
Yeah, if a girl I'm trying the to connect vibes with, I are there. Everything
okay but does it have to be someone that you're like oh yeah I could like that person or is it anyone
I'm very observant with everyone
okay
yeah
that's fair
but super observant with a girl that I'm trying to connect
super
with. Yeah absolutely
he's trying to connect. I don't know Lily what
I'm
are yours
I'm trying to connect with Caroline what are my pet peeves pet peeves
with boys at least.
My biggest pet peeve with boys is lying. I don't know why you guys do it so often. It's like do you think it like sounds better because I hate it. I hate being lied to especially about dumb stuff like Fortnite. Like why are you lying? I don't care if you're playing Fortnite.
We can also
just,
see
like,
you with your
me.
Headphones on
yeah
Snapchat,
like I'm not dumb.
Like, we know what you're doing.
So that I also hate like bad planning and like you guys are boys are terrible at planning. I think it's because you guys are like I don't know. Distracted. Like,
what's an example of bad?
I beg
so like, if I like text you and I'm like, "Hi, like, let's hang out this weekend," and you're like, "I don't want
I'm
to."
Busy.
Wait, do you think? Do you think I could give an example of bad planning? Lou?
Sure.
Oh no, I'm scared.
So like, today I was walking a Subway and I saw Lily and Caroline and
oops.
I waved and like,
oh no.
We were talking and they said like,
"We're gonna do a podcast."
We're gonna do a podcast. So I texted them like. Well, me and Hunter were in the room about an hour ago. Like,
I knew he was going to say that.
What time should we come? And she said, oh, I completely forgot we were doing that. And
I did.
I was like, oh, that's
okay. I'll explain it.
To be fair,
I was studying for my comm final, and we also don't usually record right now.
Yeah, we don't record on Fridays.
So you guys are special, and you got special time for us. No, I don't know. I just don't like when people seem like disinterested in plans or something, but I really don't make plans with people here. I just mean like in general.
Should I use my pet peeve of what happened yesterday?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I don't like.
I'm not gonna call out names because
can we please?
Not nice. I don't like when a guy is like aggressively going after you, and then all of a sudden like starts to ghost you, and you're like, what the hell?
And it's
happened?
Like I did nothing in the situation to give you any reason why you should be going after me, and now you're ghosting me.
Facts.
Hmm. Like, now I'm just interested.
Do you like clingy or no? Like, do you like a guy that's clingy?
Absolutely not. I'm sorry. No. I, like, actually hate it.
I don't think anyone likes that.
Me.
Like, guys or girls. Like, no one likes
it. No, they're definitely girls that
like
it.
Like, yeah, for sure.
No, like,
why?
And guys.
I hate
that, like,
it. I need
my
space. Like,
no, I think it's an athlete thing, though, for sure. Because there's guys that, like, I'm like, please stay away from me. Like, okay, I don't need you to text me. Like,
okay,
this
so
often.
Bad.
What do y'all look for in a man? Like, what is, like, a, ooh. Like, what attracts you?
Oh, God.
That's a loaded question.
I really just like funny people. I don't like people that cling to me. What else? I don't know. This is, like, hard. Because it's really bad because I love when people are mean to me.
No, she said that to me yesterday. It really
it's
concerning.
Really bad. Like, I don't know. That's
really
actually terrible. Like, really concerning. Not, like, mean to me, but, like, I think it's funny when I, like, make fun of someone and they make fun of me back.
I think.
Unless it's actually mean. Like, don't be mean about like personal things, but just funny, you
I
know.
Feel, I feel like I attest to
like,
that.
Like funny.
Like I like a challenge. Like with a girl. Like if
he
she
does for sure.
Like
yeah.
Like if
oh,
a girl
God.
Acts if a girl acts like she doesn't want me, like it makes me kind of want her more.
Oh,
like,
I'm good.
Oh my God.
Like
I'm not like that at all.
Like I like to chase. Like she gives me enough, but like I don't know.
I'm trying.
There's
to
There's a
think.
Fine line, right? Because like if she's ignoring you, you're
yeah.
Out, but then.
But yeah, it's like a fine line. But like if she's doing it right, I'm kind of like
you're like you're in.
Like, no, it's not like I'm in. It's like, okay, I can play. I'll play your game with you.
Ooh.
Like, you feel
Ooh.
Me? Like, let's play.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, no, I just like when it's like funny, like banter, but not like actually mean. That's bad. That's abusive relationships. Don't get in one of those.
I think you guys, since you're different because you actually have stuff to do because you're on the basketball team, I think if I think if you're doing nothing all day every day, that's a turnoff. Like, I think if you're literally nothing going for you and you're just Snapchatting people all day and on your phone, like, I have nothing.
There seems to be, like, a culture, too, of a lot of people, like, girls and guys here, that just, like, party all the time, like, are high all the time, are drunk in the middle of the day, and they just, like, go home and, like, sleep, and, like, sleep through their classes and skip their classes. And, like, I don't know. I just really hate that. And, like, especially thinking of, like, how much money we're, like, spending to go here and just, like, our parents and stuff. Like, it just makes me mad that people, like, kind of treat it like it's not important. That makes me mad. I definitely don't like when people have nothing going. No, sorry.
Definitely need a female with goals and that's motivated.
Yeah. That's important.
Mm-hmm. My goal is to be best friends with Caroline for the rest of my life.
That's a nice goal.
That's my goal, too.
Caroline was like, I get relate. Like,
are you guys fulfilled with that section? Or no?
I've said what I had to say.
Yeah?
Case is closed.
Should we move on? What else are you guys interested in? I'm trying to think of other things that I've listened to.
So I know you, Lily, I know you're into sports. Caroline, what are you, like, really
what's
into?
What's Caroline into? Yeah, that's a good question.
What am I into?
What are you doing in your free time?
I read a lot.
Really?
I read a lot. I listen to a lot of podcasts.
That's dope.
Take a lot of photos.
I listen to a lot of podcasts.
I love photography.
What do you guys listen to? Or, sorry, not Hunter.
I listen to a lot of college basketball podcasts.
What do they talk about other than college basketball? But, like, do they just talk about
Caroline?
I actually listen to a lot of podcasts.
Did you know what I mean? Like, no, yeah, sure.
No, really.
Oh, which ones?
85 South Show.
He watches a lot of
like, podcasts. I watch podcasts. Yeah. Like,
so that's not a podcast?
No, it's a podcast, but, like, they just have a camera.
Oh.
I know people do that. It's live streamed. It's live, yeah.
But, like, the 85 South Show, I like really funny podcasts, like free-flowing. Like, they just feed off each other's energy, like. Like some, like, I don't know, like.
So, like, me and Caroline.
So, like, what's happening
yeah,
here?
It's cool, yeah, for sure. Nah, but, like, I watch 85 South Show and, like, Lip Service. Those are, like, the most popular podcasts I watch.
We'll have to check them out.
And, yeah, Lip Service is, like, wow. They just talk about, like, life for young adults, you know, just sex, like, life, fast life, you know, social life. It's just, wow. It's very interesting.
Wow.
Like, very interesting.
Okay, I have a question. Also, why am I wrapped up in my headphones? When you guys come on the court, actually, wait, first of all, what time do you have to get to the Shaw Center if you have a game?
90 minutes before.
That's it?
And then 90 minutes.
I mean, we'll have shoot around, like, earlier in the day, probably, like, 2 o'clock. Then we'll have, like, a pregame meal at, like, 3 as a team, and then get some time off, and then 90 minutes before. Actually, you could come whenever. You just got to be on the court, like, 75 minutes before, but you can't just get there right away, obviously.
Okay, so then when everyone, all the fans that come out to support, when you get on the court, whatever the game starts, are you actually, like, not to feel, like, whatever, cheesy or whatever, like, do you literally feel like a rush? You're like, oh, it's my time? Or not at all? Is it just, like, every game is the same game?
I'm kind of used to it. Like, my high school games got a lot of people coming. So it's not, like, a nervousness, but, mm-hmm. like, it's definitely exciting. Like, over Thanksgiving break, like, there was no students here, obviously.
That sucks.
And, like, our games were, like... Like, we had a game at 12, and I think there might have been, like, 17 people there.
That's so sad.
That's great.
Like, it was, like, you know, you obviously don't have the same, like, excitement. I don't know. I'm just speaking for myself today, Florence, but you gotta ask Hunter.
Hunter?
I mean, I played in some big games, and I feel like I played in, like, way bigger games than Elon's crowds. But, like, like, for the big games, like, it's definitely, like, it's not nerve-wracking. It's just exciting. Like, I'm just... ready to show up what I've been working so hard for.
Show up,
like,
show up. What about UNC? Were you nervous before that?
Not at all. I was most ready I've ever been. Like, it was like, man, I'm on this, like, I've been working for this, like, to get to this stage. So I'm here on the biggest stage. Like, you got to perform. So I was ready. I was ready to embrace the moment.
Other than, what's his name, getting hurt and starting to bleed.
Oh, man, yeah.
Italy started bleeding.
Big Italy.
Oh, my God. We won't go into that because Lily and I get a little...
I can't talk about...
Get a little hype about
I can't
that one.
Talk about your basketball team right now.
Yeah, let's talk about life. Who we are outside of the basketball court. Who we are as
who
people.
Are
who
off
are
the
you
court.
Outside of basketball
yeah.
court?
Wait, who are you guys' favorite basketball players?
It's okay.
LeBron James is also my favorite basketball player and Russell Westbrook. But I love LeBron's I Promise School. And he has really cute children. And, yeah.
Do you feel like you're going to date an athlete?
Am I going to date an athlete?
Like,
I don't think I...
Do you feel like you want to get married to an athlete?
I want to get married to an athlete? I'm so weak. Yeah, probably. Like, but I don't, you know, I'm not like a jersey chaser thing.
Like,
that's weird.
Do you think you can handle that lifestyle?
There's some, like, girls that, like, have to date athletes, but it's not because you guys are athletes. Like,
They want the clout.
It's just more like I need someone that has stuff that they're doing and their free
it's
time.
There's a bunch of clout chasers out here. Beware of them young athletes.
No, you definitely have. There's so many clout chasers at Elon with the basketball team. So trust me, I know a lot about clout chasers for basketball players.
Tell me about it.
At Elon?
No, in general.
I thought you said Elon. I was like, okay, who's...
I don't know about that at Elon. Yeah.
I feel like there's
are people
some...
chasing you guys for the clout?
Not me.
Baseball players. Definitely.
Maybe other sports teams. I don't know.
Football, baseball. There's definitely clout chasers for HPAC over here.
HPAC?
He's always flexing for the gram.
That's the man right there.
They're like, ben oh my Dockery. God, Hunter, he's on the basketball team?
Nope.
Oh, actually, I can see that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Doesn't happen in front of okay. Okay. Whatever. we'll test to that. I don't know what else. I don't have a favorite basketball player.
Who's your favorite
player?
Basketball player?
Guys.
Just say it's LeBron.
I don't follow that.
It's got to be
like
LeBron. Whenever
LeBron
anyone
James.
Asks you this going forward, you say LeBron James.
He's very good. He's a very nice guy. You really can't get any worse.
I've just never to his high
school. Best player
sweetheart.
Of all time.
That's like LeBron. The perfect build for you right there. Like LeBron's a good man.
Yeah, he's a good man, and he has stuff going for him.
Can someone tell me if there's anyone good playing on the Knicks? Because I'm going in 2 weeks, and I don't
RJ
know who
Barrett,
they're like,
Kevin Knox.
Root for.
You said good, like good NBA players.
They're not good NBA players. Like they're just like good
there's
in college
no one on the
now
Knicks.
On the NBA team.
There's no one on the Knicks
there's
that's
no
good.
No superstars on the Knicks.
No.
There's not one
they also
player.
Just fired their coach, but they need a new owner.
They
so.
Fired the coach
sucks
like
to
two
be
hours
Knicks
ago.
Fan.
Sucks
2 hours ago?
Yeah.
So have fun.
So maybe
you
I
know.
Won't go. No, I'm just
Laker I'm going Nation, to baby. A Bulls game. I'm going to the Bulls-Clippers game on December 14th in Chicago. I'm so excited.
This is a good
I'm
going to
see Kobe White. I'm going to see Kawhi.
That's my boy. Shout out Kobe.
I'm really excited.
Do you guys follow any other sports? As close as basketball?
Yeah. Do you have like a favorite sport besides basketball?
Oh, I'm just like, I'm a huge
football.
Like college sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't watch a ton of NFL. I'm a Cleveland Browns fan.
Oh.
So that's not so, fun for
yeah,
me.
Like, is OBJ on the Browns?
He is, yeah. But I love
nice
I love college football. And college basketball, like, always was my favorite sport and still is to watch.
Yeah, I love college
and college
basketball.
Football.
I don't really
I like the
football.
NBA, too, but I definitely like college basketball.
I like
basketball.
Football.
What's
football's
your favorite sport?
Fine.
Hockey.
Hockey.
I love when they fight in hockey. That's like the only reason.
That's like
I
go. The first time I've ever heard that. Like that must be like a real East
it's
Coast
a
thing.
Northern
hockey.
East Coast yeah, thing. Like,
I'm
it's
a big
no
Columbus Blue Jackets fan.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
No Rangers. What else did I watch?
Hurricanes. Right? I mean, right?
I've local. Never been to a hockey game.
We can go. It's
York,
close.
Really?
I've never been to a hockey.
Game. Let's all go to a Hurricanes game.
I heard hockey games.
What is that like? Northern.
It's like 30 minutes outside the city.
What city?
New York City.
Oh, okay.
He said.
He's like.
You're from New York. What's New York like?
What do you mean?
Now you're in.
That's a very
like
broad
the vibe?
Question.
Like what the? Yeah.
I don't like New York City.
Like, are you from like? Is it like a big city? Like
so,
in New York, you're like upstate New York with a bunch of trees and like
no.
Nature.
Well, yeah, nature. So 30 minutes outside New York is the suburbs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you take the train into the city, and then you're in like 30 minutes. So if you want to go in the city to go,
so you're pretty close, huh?
Really close.
Okay.
It's
I got
good.
You.
It's good. Do you guys know where MSG is?
Madison Square Garden?
Yeah.
Duh.
No, but like where
I love Madison
in the
Square
city
Garden.
It is?
No clue.
No? Okay.
It's near Penn Station, right?
Yeah. Right next to Penn Station.
Square Garden's like more like historic.
Madison
yeah,
Square
MSG
Garden,
is
I think
nice.
So. Barclays is definitely
yeah,
nicer.
Barclays
it's newer.
No, MSG,
new,
they're
yeah.
trying to redo it. There's a lot of asbestos in it.
Barclays
oh,
is
yeah.
a very
it's
nice
disgusting.
Place.
Yeah, Barclays is super
the Brooklyn practice facility is really cool. It like overlooks the bridge.
What bridge?
Brooklyn Bridge.
I've never been out there.
Billy, what's Chapel Hill like?
Because
I was there
like?
For a game, but that was about it. Like, we didn't really get to experience
okay.
it.
Chapel Hill's like, it's a small town, but it's nicer, I think, than other small towns because of the university. A lot of people that live there, like, work at the university or work at Duke. So it's, like, a lot of nice educated, just, like, great people, nice little restaurants. It's fine. It can get a little boring at times, I think, because it is kind of small, but, like, growing up, I didn't realize until I met Caroline, like, people don't have college sports teams growing up. I literally grew up every single weekend. I was at a Carolina football game or I was at a Carolina basketball game or a Carolina baseball game. Like, I always
That's
had
crazy.
Something going on for Carolina. And, like, but the first time I ever went to the Carolina Duke basketball game actually was last year. I'd never been in, like, 17 years. But my dad finally let me go. And that
Lit.
Was super fun.
He let you go.
Yeah, he let me go. So that was fun. But, like, watching the national championship on Franklin Street and then, like, rushing, that's so fun. It's, like, a great experience. I love Chapel Hill.
I can't
Unreal.
Relate. I don't have any college sports.
Unbelievable.
It actually so fun. Like, we sprinted from my friend's house on Franklin Street. It was so fun. Have to do it again this year.
Are they going to win?
No, absolutely not. Goodness gracious, they
Who's
are
gonna
so
win?
Bad.
Who's going to win in March Madness?
Michigan
Elon University.
Is probably going to win again.
Elon.
Did you say
it's
gonna win?
I think Michigan's gonna win.
You're crazy. Think Michigan's gonna win?
Elon, yeah. University.
I'm picking the Louisville Cardinals.
Oh my God, Louisville.
Louisville.
I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I'm going with Elon. All the way.
I ain't gonna lie.
Hunter's all the way.
That's kind of cute.
Can you guys touch upon what the recruitment process was like?
Man, mine was super long.
Was it?
Absolutely.
When did it start?
Do you guys get paid? I'm just kidding.
Started freshman year of high school, sophomore year. I got my first offer.
Okay, and how was that?
I mean, man, that's like unreal. Like, I can relive the moment to this day. Like, I get a call from like a crazy random area code. I'm like, hello. Like, my mom's in her room chilling. Like, I'm just like, and it's like, hey, this is coach at University of Nevada, Eric Musselman. I'm like, what's going on, coach? He's talking to me at one of my tournament games in Las Vegas. And we chopped it up, and then I hear, like, we want to offer you a scholarship. I'm like.
This definitely happened to me, too.
I, like, ran to my mom's room, like, screamed, like, super, like, mom. Like, she's like, what, Hunter, what? Like, calm down. Like,
I love
she's
that
thinking
woman.
Something, she thinks something's going wrong, like, something happened. I'm like, mom, I just got my first offer. She's like, no, what? She's like, from who? I'm like, University of Nevada. And she, like, just, like, she was super excited. Like, she might have shed a little tear because, like, that's, like, what every basketball player's dream is, like,
right.
to get a free college education. Like, that's, like, that was, like, a huge burden off of her chest, like, not having to pay for college. So,
mm-hmm.
like, just seeing her, just seeing, like, my mom that happy, like, that was, like, the most enjoyment for me. That was, like, the happiest time for me. Like, just being able to see, like, my family proud and stuff. So, yeah.
That's
like,
so precious.
Why am I crying in the club?
I definitely don't make my parents that proud.
Well, was that always the dream to play college basketball?
Oh, well, the dream is, of course, to be a professional basketball
NBA.
Player. But like, college basketball is definitely like a dream, like a stepping stone. Like, that's a major step in my life because, like, that doesn't normally happen. Like, not everyone can just go to college and play for free because it's pretty hard to get a scholarship.
What about, like, Europe? Could you play in Europe?
Oh, yeah, I would definitely play in Europe. Like, Europe's a good league. Yeah, EuroLeague is definitely a good league.
Ben, can you comment on what it's like when you decided to come to Elon for basketball?
When I decided to come for Elon, I mean, it was like, it was unbelievable. I can't even really describe it. Like, my, like, decision of where to go to college, like, couldn't have been more dragged out. Like, I decided to come to Elon, like, in the summer while people were here. So I was deciding between there and Ohio University and a couple other
really?
Places. Yeah. Like, I was really over it, like, all the, like, recruiting stuff, and I don't know. So when Coach Shragi called me and told me I could be on the team and stuff, it was amazing.
Heck yeah.
That's
and
precious.
That's how we met Hunter and Ben.
Yes.
Ohio University.
Thank you, Coach Scroggy.
And this is only the beginning. Yes, sir.
You're one. Yes, sir.
Ohio University is so different than you.
But I remember I went, he called me. I was in a pickup game, and I saw I had a missed call from him, and I ran outside in the pickup game, and he told me. I came home and told my parents, and then I drove to Dunkin' Donuts. Brought donuts home for my family. It was fun.
Oh, that's so cute. I love Dunkin' Donuts.
Hunter didn't do that. No donuts for your family.
Hunter was like, buy me presents. I'm such a sweetheart. I'm so weak. Yeah, I wasn't going to come to Elon, but here I am.
And we're so glad.
We're so glad.
Or else this podcast wouldn't
did
exist.
Did you think of going to University of North Carolina, Lily?
Yeah, I definitely did. But it's right where I live. It's big. And, you know,
I don't think I could go to college, like, right next to where I live.
My dad works there. It's also a really, like, difficult school. You have to apply to your major. I don't know. There's a lot of things about UNC that I don't like. There are a lot of things I do like. But
did you
I
think
wanted
about,
to go to small school.
Did you think about attending Duke University?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Not a chance.
It's expensive. It's hard. And I did not want to follow anyone to college, so not about to do that. I liked Wake Forest. I liked Elon, obviously.
So you want to stay in the state?
Furman. Sure. Nah. I just want to go somewhere small and somewhere kind of close. Sure. Richmond. Here we are. We like Elon.
California ever crossed your
absolutely
mind?
Not.
It's too far.
I think about it sometimes. I liked Berkeley, but also I would never get into Berkeley.
Berkeley University.
Which?
Huh? Berkeley.
Berkeley.
Oh, Berkeley.
Yeah. I would never in a million years get into Berkeley.
Berkeley's recruiting me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you came to Elon.
Oh, who was recruited? Mine was so long. Like, sorry. I was originally committed to University of Nevada.
Really?
Yeah. And then
decommitted.
Yeah.
Hunter was.
Eric Musselman. He went to University of Arkansas. So from there, my recruitment opened back up. So I, like, early on in my career, like sophomore year, I had like a bunch of offers. Like USC was recruiting me.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Wait, which one?
Southern California.
There's
Southern?
Nothing. Yeah. There's no U.S. South Carolina is South Carolina. It's not Carolina. Yeah. It's not USC.
Sorry, my jaw dropped. Yeah. Keep going.
Who else? You, Nevada, like Cal Baptist, UC Irvine, like a bunch of schools on the West Coast. Mm-hmm. And then like. After Nevada, I decommitted. I had got a bunch of like CA offers, so like Drexel, William mm-hmm. and Mary. Who else? Not Furman, but
this George another, Mason, right?
Oh yeah, George Mason. Yeah, a few schools.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So why Elon?
I felt like the family feel like Coach Trage, man. He's a good guy. He's a good coach. I love what he's trying to build here, and I feel like Elon is a program like that's on the rise, and I definitely feel like I can leave my mark on this program. So like, I want to go somewhere that I can affect right away and definitely like leave my legacy like on a mid-major program like Elon.
So, I mean, you start every game mostly.
Yeah, just about.
Would you have done that at the other schools? I'm
not sure. Like, no coach tells you you're going to come here starting. Sorry. So like, you just got to earn everything. So I came here and earned it.
Earn everything.
Yes.
We talk about John Calipari's son who has earned, not given, tatted on his chest because I have a feeling it
Brad
was kind of given. Yeah.
Well, he transferred to Detroit. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, to do law school.
He transferred
okay,
there?
Okay, Brad.
Yeah, and he had 16 points last night. So.
Oh, he's playing basketball?
Yeah.
Shoot. Okay, Calipari, go off, Brad. Yeah. Maybe it was earned.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I mean, I don't know what his Kentucky spot was earned.
What year is he?
I think he's a senior.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, he's a grad transfer,
like,
I think.
He took his last year at Kentucky off. So he could have another year of eligibility somewhere else. Yeah.
Can you guys explain, just because this took me a while to figure out, I don't know his name, but he came from Stanford and he's a
grad transfer. He's so a
Marcus Sheffield.
Why?
He's a bucket.
Like Stanford and Duke, I mean Stanford and Duke, Stanford and Elon could not be more different. Like he just wanted to continue.
Well, their basketball programs probably aren't that different, actually.
Well, so Coach Trage, our head coach, was an assistant coach at Stanford. And recruited recruited Chef, and so when Chef decided he wanted to do a grad transfer year, mm-hmm. He had that relationship with Coach Trage and bought in.
That's crazy.
So basically, if you redshirt 1 year at a 4-year school, you get like you remain eligible.
Right,
so
right.
Like you can practice and everything and get better, but you don't play in games. So like instead of wasting a year, like maybe not playing at Stanford. Basically, he just, like, got better, and then now he can come and actually play here.
Do we have any redshirts on our team right now? Here?
We have a kid who transferred from Butler University.
Oh, okay. Really?
Named JB, and so he's sitting out this year.
Okay.
How's that?
That's good. I mean, I'm doing a lot of stuff with him because, obviously, I'm not in the rotation this year, so mm-hmm. me and him, like, run after practice, lift weights like it's the off season.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, guys like Hunter got to, like, keep it more light. And protect their legs and stuff like that.
How tall are you? Can you tell the listeners?
5'6".
That's a lie.
That is not true.
I'm just playing. I'm 6'6".
I am 5'3", so not a big height difference over here.
I'm 5'5".
Ben,
how tall are you?
7 feet.
I'm 6'3.5".
Oh, my God, I'm scared. Is that true?
No. I call myself 6'1". I got measured at 6'1" at Elon with shoes on.
So that's important.
So you're 6 feet.
I was like 6'1.5" with shoes on, so I'm going to say 6'1".
Okay, so, you know.
Yay!
6'1". How tall is other Hunter and Zach? I can't tell.
Zach is a huge human being.
Watch.
Huncho's probably, what, like 6'3", 6'2"?
Yeah.
Yeah, make fun of Zach. Yeah, make fun of Zach.
Okay, every time Zach runs, or he'll start, or whatever, he'll get on the court, and he just looks so
tired.
He
looks so out of breath. So he's exhausted. So sweating, and I'm like, are you okay?
It doesn't make sense. I don't get it. Does no one else relate?
Did your podcast get, bro?
Probably like 100 per episode.
Whoa. That's a lot.
It's not bad.
That's a good amount. We got some good guests on. It's all about who you get. You get people that people, you know, want to listen to.
We're opening up to the sports crowd with this episode.
I mean, we are.
Yeah, we're expanding our audience.
What's like the goal of this podcast? Like, what's the ultimate dream? Like, biggest podcast in the world?
Is
or
for
like
people to buy our merch that we'll make once we have enough people. Like, that's my goal, is to be able to produce merch. I honestly love that. That's
get
what
your
I want to
do.
Get your merch.
Do we even have a goal? It's not like we don't have a goal. It's just for fun.
It's for fun. It's for happiness. I think my goal would just like be to have like my friends listen to it and actually get something fulfilling out of it. Like my friends enjoy, which is nice.
I agree. We give some life advice.
Her friends say I have a relaxing voice.
I have a deep voice, so it's different.
You have a good voice. We have different vibes.
What's up, bro?
That's me all the time. On the daily.
Like, me and my friend's goal with our podcast was, like, to make it. Like, we wanted, like, Barstool Sports to hear it and, like, give us contracts.
Did they? He's a terrible person.
I don't like Barstool, so.
Oh, Dave Portnoy? Dave Portnoy,
terrible person.
They don't let their employees unionize, and they kind of objectify women, like, on the daily, but it's okay.
Kind of. The girls are well, I did not mean to start
yeah, that the girls kind of do it too.
Man, you just stirred up every a pot employee. Of hot grits.
Or maybe ESPN could pick us up now that I'm ESPN. Educated, but yeah, we wanted to blow up. We're gonna be back at it in the summer. It's a great podcast.
Sponsorship?
Yeah, get me on your podcast, bro.
Oh, we'll definitely have Hunter on it.
That'd be lit. Yeah.
Can you okay?
Oh my gosh, I can come style. Visit.
And we'll have Lily and Caroline on it.
You're here in the summer and then you're back. Do you ever go home?
No, never go.
I went home in August. That's the last time I went home for like a few days.
That's crazy.
And I've been here since June 9th.
I'm about to cry. Yeah, no, over the summer basketball program, not it. Not fun. Don't
How
enjoy
hot is
that.
It down here in the summer? Are you guys dying?
Hot. It's humid. Like, hot humid. And humid. Yeah. It's disgusting.
Like, disgusting.
It's like 100 degrees.
Nothing like California. Like, California's not, it's like a nice breeze. Yeah. Out here, it's like you walk outside, you're sweating.
No, you walk outside, you're outside. I'm not even kidding. You could walk like a 5-minute walk to a different building and you're just like.
Is it that bad, really?
Yes, like, it's so bad.
Like, it was bad, bro.
It sucks.
Like, it was the first time I ever felt like, I walk out of shower, just shower, and I feel mucky. Instantly.
Yeah, you're literally moist. Yeah. That's disgusting.
Yeah, so.
And then now it's freezing cold.
I like North Carolina as a state, though.
Thank you. I appreciate
that.
People
in North Carolina are, like, very nice.
Yep, you're welcome.
Yeah.
The people who work at Elon are so nice. The ladies in the
at McEwen. I love the McEwen Pasta women.
They're not nice.
Hunter is best friends with the ladies.
They
that
always
the
give
pasta
you so much pasta.
McEwen Pasta ladies, they like me more. They like me more than they like you.
I don't ever have to wait. I never wait in line.
Where he can go up to the front and just tell him like what his order is, and while all these students like just
everyone's just looking at me.
Well, okay, I'm sorry, but the woman told me yesterday that she was gonna Amazon Prime me pasta when I'm home for break. Therefore, you lose. I win.
No, that's fair enough.
I love
them. They wouldn't do that for you, probably.
You got it. You got it. You are the woman.
Thank you.
The woman, not the man. You are the woman.
I am the woman.
Hello.
Are ding, they ding, not? Ding.
Wonder Woman.
Nice
remember Halloween?
Huh?
Why aren't they nice to you?
They're super nice to me. I love
no,
them.
You said I beg
I
to differ.
Differ about North Carolina.
Oh,
man.
Oh, in general?
No, I was just playing. Oh. I was giving Lily a hard time.
Yeah, he's
oh,
the worst.
North Carolina.
Well,
people
I'm
are
glad
not
you
nice
guys.
In New York.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah, they are.
People are not friendly
not
in New
nice.
York.
Not nice to you.
Oh, absolutely not. The women are so tough.
In
like,
New York?
Yo, what's up with you, bruh? Like,
oh, wow.
Like, they'd be like, you listen to Cardi B ever?
Like,
I'm
Cardi,
so
I've obviously
dead.
Heard a couple songs.
I don't
not,
think Cardi B speaks like, for all women of New York, but okay.
No, she's funny. She's definitely funny.
I mean, I've heard her talk.
You didn't know Cardi was from New York?
No.
Cardi's like,
you're
that's her
nut.
Brand.
I'm a nut. No one's from New York. Rappers don't make it from New York.
What?
Nothing's interesting.
What?
Wow, Jay-Z. You have the greatest rapper of all time.
Jay-Z's
from
you have Jay-Z, you have Biggie Smalls.
Like, what?
ASAP Rocky.
Like, wow.
I love ASAP.
I don't listen to rap.
She's from the Bronx.
Who?
I can name 45 other rappers from
New York. Okay. Well, we're going to wrap it up since it's been a bit.
Should we wrap up with our good vibes and bad vibes and then be done?
Oh, facts. We'll kind of reverse.
All right, so guys, we're going to talk about, if you listen to the podcast, which you don't, you need to.
She called you out.
We do our good vibes and our bad vibes of the week every episode. So we're going to go in a circle and say what our good vibe of the week is.
Well, I got a good grade on my research paper, so that turned my whole life around. That was my good vibe. And this has been fun. And we podcast twice in 2 days, so that's been both overwhelming but a good vibe overall. Ben, your good vibe?
My good vibe? Probably got to be right now. I had a great time doing this.
So nice.
I'm grateful to be on the podcast. And, yeah, that's my good vibe.
What is my good vibe this week? What's today, Friday?
Yeah.
No.
This is definitely a great vibe. This is good vibes.
So nice.
I enjoy sitting around socializing, you know, so this is definitely a good vibe.
You guys won this week.
That was another good vibe.
You were at their game. That was this week. Yeah.
Yeah, see, I get my days mixed up.
That was against Kennesaw.
Yeah, that was a good vibe winning.
Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday was a great vibe. We got to win, you know. So that's always good. Always good. So I'll say winning that game is definitely a good vibe.
That was this week.
That was this week. This week has been the longest ever.
I know. Long week for sure.
I'm actually scared.
Okay. Thank you guys so much for
listening.
Thank you guys so much for coming and hanging out with us on this fun Friday night. And we'll see you guys.
Stay tuned. See you after break.
Bye.
Bye. Stop. Don't.